Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and as usual, we are sponsored by Life First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as the sensation on the internet, Dye Rescue, greatly helping people who have a problem when they take one of the GLP-1s or GIPs who have either diarrhea, constipation, or nausea. It is a semi-miracle to them, they say. That's not randomized double-blind controlled, but what is at Life's First Naturals is Bovine Colostrum and Truebiotics. Go to their website, Life's First Naturals, L-I-F-E-S, First, F-I-R-S-T, Naturals, with an S, .com, and find out about the double-blind randomized controlled trials. And the other sponsor, LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter at LongevityPlaybook.com. By the way, we have a great set of news this week, just sensational. COVID-19 is linked to long-term risk for autoimmune inflammatory diseases. How much? Huge. That is, they looked at 3 million people. Well, I'll come back and tell you about that in a little bit. High resting heart rate is tied to the risk for what? Yeah, it's another arrhythmia. And 4,500 people followed for 14 years in that study to show what it is linked to. 45% increase in that rate. Travel time to tanning facilities is negatively linked to melanoma. That is, the shorter the travel time, the higher the risk for melanoma, malignant melanoma. Don't go near a tanning facility. That's one of the unforced errors. What do I mean by that? Well, going near a tanning facility gets you a burn, uses up your stem cells, which are needed for repair, and kills you, because it causes cancer as well as other things. Yeah, you may look good for a few minutes or moments or weeks even, but it ends up being disastrous to you in the long run. Causes wrinkles, causes that ugly skin, and worse, causes cancer and uses up your stem cells so you can't repair your heart or your brain or your joints when you need your stem cells to do so. Let's go back over them. This is an unforced error, meaning going to a tanning facility is definitely an unforced error. And we'll get to that study in a few seconds. But there's so many excellent studies this week. COVID-19, 3 million people were followed for 14 months. And what happened? Those 3 million had a 30% increase in their risk of serious autoimmune disease like lupus, really serious things. It's another reason to get a vaccination if you haven't done so. That is, the Novavax is the one I prefer right now, but if you haven't gotten your initial shots or your first three boosters, I would get those over a period of time. And then sometime in January, early January, I'd get the Novavax booster if you've already gotten two boosters and the initial. But get that third booster. It will help you. The higher resting heart rate is tied to an increased risk for atrial fibrillation. For every 10 beats higher than 60, there's a 15% increase in atrial fibrillation. So at a heart rate of 90 when you're resting, that's a 45% increase in your risk of atrial fibrillation, a real problem. So if you got a high heart rate, you probably should already be taking something like aspirin so you don't get a stroke when you develop atrial fibrillation. You should probably get one of those devices that lets you detect atrial fibrillation, like an Apple Watch or the whatever that thing is that you can get that's advertised all the time on TV where you put two fingers down and can detect it. But the watch is an excellent choice, but you can learn to do it too. There's internet instructions on how you can tell your heart rate and whether you're in atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation, if you put your fingers on your pulse, it's irregular as opposed to regular with normal sinus rhythm. Travel time, this is the unforced error from the Roizen rule for a younger you. Travel time negatively linked to melanoma incidence. Our Great Age Reboot story of the week, the Great Age Reboot segment and story of the week is that there is cannabis use in patients with rheumatoid arthritis, has lower mortality and pain, but causes higher addiction. How much higher? 30% higher to drugs and or alcohol. So, key point in the Great Age Reboot segment, don't go to cannabis unless you can control your desire for drugs or alcohol. Another Great Age Reboot story of the week, this is a longevity one, is that 340 million people are predicted to be overweight or obese by 2050. That's why we need Ozempic and its alternate Mounjaro. Mounjaro, I, of course, think is a little better because it's both GLP-1 and GIP, and it's only $40 a month in Great Britain. Why is it wholesale for $448 in the United States? I don't know. They're obviously not losing money on it, selling it at $40 a month. The highest part of it, believe it or not, I think it's $5 for each of the injectors. So if you use your own syringe, it's going to be cheaper. Cutaneous malignant melanoma is increasing among the elderly. It's 1.53 cases per 1,000 people per year. So 10 years, it would be 1.5%. Over a 30-year period, 5% almost chance, up from 1.5% in that same 30-year period. That is, it's gone from 0.53 per 1,000 per year to 1.53 per 1,000 per year. Well Beyond Wellness, postpartum exercise, just 80 minutes of walking or resistance exercise, any exercise these women did, cut the odds of postpartum depression by, again, 50%. Huge benefit. Now, another story is, and this is, again, an unforced error in the Roizen rule for a younger you, don't buy phenylephrine. You want phenylephedrine. That's right. Even I made a mistake once and bought phenylephrine. Does nothing. You want Sudafed or phenylephedrine. Now, the FDA proposed a ban on it, and the Consumer Health Protection Lobbying Association has come out and said, oh, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's the biggest seller. Yeah, it's the biggest seller, and it has no benefit. It should be banned. There are not one study showing a benefit of it. Phenylephedrine. Don't get it when it says, for instance, Sudafed PE. That's what I bought, thinking it was Sudafed. Uh-uh. That's Sudafed replaced with phenylephrine. Totally useless. You want Sudafed or ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, in your decongestant. Prostate cancer treatments, they're huge complications of it. Let me go over those in specific because they're so huge I couldn't believe it. So this was a study that followed people who had their prostate cancer out, and the risk for bladder cancer was significantly increased. The risk for radiation cystitis, a inflammation of the bladder, for radiation proctitis, an inflammation of your rectum, and the ratio of other problems such as sexual complications and dribbling with prostatectomy and radiotherapy. Well, this is looking at 29,000 people. 4,000 had a prostatectomy, and 1,056 were treated with radiotherapy. And what was the problem? Well, per 1,000 person years, The incidence of any one of the treatment-related complications was 124, 62, and 23. That means if you have 10 years to go, if you have in your first year, you got 12% of a risk if you have a prostatectomy, 6% of a risk of one of the complications if you have radiation therapy, 2.3% if you have nothing. On the other hand, over 10 years, yeah, you're going to, the prostatectomy is going to save your life, as will the radiation therapy, but it may not be worth it because you'll have over 100% chance or over 60% chance of having one of the serious complications of it. So this is, we got to reevaluate what we do when someone comes in with prostate cancer. Clearly, the treatment early is an appropriate thing. The earlier it's caught, the less problem with the treatment. A couple more stories I want to get to. One is that one in five adults experienced anxiety and depression in 2022. That was still the hanging on of COVID, of course. It was worse in young people and worse in those with only a high school education or less, and who lived in rural areas. We don't do very well with rural health. There just aren't enough providers of high quality in those areas, apparently, across the country. And there isn't enough reimbursement for it because there isn't enough, if you will, close demand. Getting COVID-19 shot and a flu shot at the same time seems to be as effective, maybe even more effective, and with less side effects than getting them sequentially, that is 2 weeks or more apart. That's a clear benefit for you. The other story, Well Beyond Wellness, again, this is the one that kids are getting obese, and when the kid gets obese, they end up with lung problems later in life. A large study on that, looking at a long-term follow-up of obese kids. Now, the other thing that we always brought up, and we talked about it last week, is how good the GLP-1s and GLP-1 and GIPs, the Mounjaro and Ozempics of the world are. Well, it turns out, in this very conservative study, 42,000 deaths annually could be prevented. I think it's probably closer to 400,000 deaths in the U.S. could be prevented when you get these more widely available and less expensive. And that is our top longevity story of the week. But the Great Age Reboot segment, remember, that is avoid unforced errors of gaining too much weight, of using cannabis without knowing that you can control drug and alcohol use. Do exercise to lower your resting heart rate and lower your risk for atrial fibrillation. And get the COVID booster if you haven't gotten three already, because it does decrease your risk for serious autoimmune disease, such as lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen giving you the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The key, exercise and avoid those unforced errors that can, such as going to a tanning outfit. That's a total unforced error. And buying that useless decongestant phenylephrine instead of phenylephedrine, EFHREDRINE. If it says PE, phenylephrine, don't get it. You want ephedrine, and hopefully the FDA will ban the useless one. They're getting a lot of pushback in rulemaking. Oh, we should have our choice. We should have our choice for things that are ridiculous and fool us. It's actually interesting. More phenylephrine packages, 240 million. Were purchased in the U.S. last year compared to pseudoephedrine, 42 million of the effective ones. So we're being totally fooled. Phenylephrine is totally ineffective. Pseudoephedrine is the effective one. The Wellness Foreplay segment should be that one where women who deliver and then do 80 minutes of physical activity a week. I know you got to fit it in. Maybe you carry your baby while you're walking, but doing that 80 minutes a week decreased depression risk by 50%. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks to our sponsors, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as the Sensation Dye Rescue, which takes care of, at least in the blogosphere, it's doing a wonderful job at taking care of the side effects of the GLP-1 and GIP drugs, Mounjaro, Ozempic, Zepbound, and Wegovy. And, of course, LongevityPlaybook.com, where soon there'll be a coaching program available on our website, LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter, and soon you'll learn about therapeutic plasma exchange, how valuable that is, and then be available to get a coaching program for you. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.